On the 13th of May, 1981, in St. Peter's Square in Rome, a Turkish killer sent by dark and powerful forces, Mehmet Ali Agca, shot Pope John Paul II. The 23-year-old Grey Wolf is a professional and excellent gunman. He is there to kill. He stands behind the front line at a very near distance, only 3 meters from the Holy Father. Exactly 40 years after the assassination attempt on John Paul II, there is again talk about an enigma related to what happened on that 13th day of May, 1981. Ali Agca, who was a professional assassin and could not have failed at such a close distance, explained to the judge that he fired only 2 shots because next to him, there was a nun who at a certain moment grabbed his right arm so that he could not continue to shoot. Otherwise, he would have killed the Pope. Sister Letizia Giudice was standing a few feet behind the gunman, but when questioned if she was the one who grabbed the gunman by hand, she denied. Pope John Paul II has always stated that he was saved by a supernatural intervention of the Blessed Virgin. This is witnessed by the icon of Our Lady, which was painted, according to his will, in St. Peter's Square on the spot where the crime took place. But who was this nun, described by the gunman, that prevented him from killing the Pope? Actually, for many years there has been talk about the religious sister in question, who turned out to be Sister Rita Montella, whose baptismal name was Christina Montella, an Augustinian sister who died with a reputation for holiness on November 26th, 1992 in the cloistered monastery of Santa Croce sul Arno in Tuscany. Sister Christina, who was connected to Padre Pio, had great mystical gifts, and today the church is considering opening her beatification process. It was a case of bilocation, thus the attack that would have changed the history of the church and the world was thwarted. Christina Montella was born in Cercola, Naples, on April 3rd, 1920. Once, when she was just 2 years old, while at her aunt's house, she saw a picture of St. Gerard Majella come to life. This only frightened her, but several days later, she took courage and came to see the picture again. This time, St. Gerard extended his arms toward her, embraced her, and told her, "Christina, you will become a nun." During her childhood, she continued experiencing mystical phenomena like frequent interaction with the child Jesus, the Virgin Mary, and her guardian angel. Her heavenly friends told her not to say anything about it. She was also very penitential. She would sleep on the floor with a rock as a pillow. Her father took her out of school when she was in fifth grade because of the fascist government, whose ideology her father was against. After this, she remained home and became active in parish work, teaching catechism to girls. At the age of 14, she meets Padre Pio for the first time the night between the 25th and 26th of August, 1934. Padre Pio appeared to her while she was praying. She had never seen him before, so he introduced himself saying, "Christina, I am Padre Pio," and started calling her Bambina, little girl, not because of her age, but rather because of her innocence. On September 14th, 1935, almost a year after the first apparition of Padre Pio, around 2 a.m., the 15-year-old was praying as usual in her bed. Suddenly, heaven opened up to her. She saw in the forefront Jesus, alive on the cross, with rays coming out of his wounds. Near him were the Virgin Mary, Saint Joseph, and Padre Pio. It was then that she received the stigmata. She recalls that Jesus asked her if she wanted to feel the pain of his wounds, and she said yes. It was at that moment that she received the stigmata. The wounds disappeared, however. The pain and the wound in her side remained until the end of her life. Since that September 14th, 1935, she kept the holy hour, which she called the holy hour for priests. During this time, she relived the passion of the Lord in her body for 3 hours every night. But she did not suffer alone. Padre Pio joined her mystically every night. On August 10th, 1940, she entered the cloister of the Augustinian nuns in Santa Croce sul Arnos, Pisa, Italy, where she remained for 51 years until her death on November 26th, 1992. She performed different jobs during this time, including cook, nurse, sacristan, seamstress, and accountant. At the beginning, Christina would pray the holy hour every night around 11 o'clock in the chapel behind the sacristy in order to be near the Blessed Sacrament. Here, Padre Pio would meet her and they would pray together with two couples of angels who would hold their arms up. Inside the monastery, Sister Rita suffered from the persecution of some of the sisters that disliked her. They humiliated her and called her strange and hypocrite. She tried to keep her supernatural life hidden. Everything that happened remained within the walls of the monastery. However, Jesus told her, "Everyone wants to be seen in order to be praised. My little ball, instead, is always hidden. This is why I want everyone to come to know you. The one I will entrust to you, Father Teofilo Dal Pozzo, will be the first one to make you known." Father Teofilo, who would be her spiritual director from 1947 to 1962, believed that Sister Rita's gifts of counsel, prophecy, and prayer could help many people and wanted her to meet with other religious and lay people. However, in the 60s after he died, her supernatural gifts were kept hidden. Christina had many extraordinary gifts, such as visibly seeing her guardian angel, the gift of prophecy, reading of hearts, and bilocation. She also had the rare gift of accompanying souls into paradise, the souls of those on whose behalf she had suffered the pains of purgatory. During the last years of her life, she nourished herself exclusively on the Eucharist, which often she received directly from the side wound of Jesus. During World War II, Sister Rita often visited soldiers in danger together with Padre Pio. Their visits were by bilocation. One of those assisted was Alfonso Mantella, Sister Rita's brother, who was a prisoner in Greece. Her brother, Alfonso, was taken prisoner by the Greeks. During an Allied bombing that took place in March 1943, he was hit in the head. She and Padre Pio saw pieces of his brain scatter all over. When asked her if she had accompanied her brother to heaven, as she did with her father, she said yes. The Lord received him in paradise the same day he died. She said that she went together with Padre Pio many times to help soldiers in danger and to take humanitarian aid. One time, she even went to a concentration camp in Germany to free an Italian soldier. The guards thought they were spies and shot at them, but the shots did not do anything. Sister Rita even assisted Padre Pio in bilocation during his last agony on September 23rd, 1968. She said that at the moment of his passing, the Virgin Mary, St. Francis, and St. Clair were there also. She suffered watching the doctors try and resuscitate him and said they should have let him die in peace. In 1980, Sister was diagnosed with a brain tumor. 2 years later, she fell down the stairs and broke her left arm. From then on, her health deteriorated. She had heart trouble. Her legs were very weak, and she had various pains. She spent most of the 1980s enduring physical sufferings. On November 26th, at 1 p.m., the abbess found her prostrated and suffering and made her have some coffee, to which she had a terrible reaction. She vomited so violently that she fell to the floor. When the abbess returned, she found Sister Rita kneeling while holding on to her bed and with her gaze fixed on a painting of St. Michael. She passed away at 1:30 p.m. on November 26th, 1992. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Lord our God, you have called Sister Rita of the Holy Spirit to the full realization of her baptismal consecration by dedicating herself completely to you in the contemplative Augustinian life in order to find God and help the Church. You, O Father, have made shine forth from her with the charisms you have given her the face of Christ, making him visible among men and women of our time. With your help, she has taken on herself the troubles of her brothers by serving Christ, suffering in her body, and becoming through humble prayer a sign and witness to your love. Hear our prayer. Deign to glorify her now on earth, and through her intercession, grant us the grace we ask with faith. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thine womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.